Hello out there, outdoor people. This is the Carolina Outdoors, and we're glad that you're joining in. We come in each week to break down different segments for your listening pleasure, maybe introducing you to a new adventure in our Carolina Outdoors. Maybe we'll cover a topic. Maybe we'll talk to people who have an interesting view or an interesting participation in our Carolina Outdoors. No matter how you're listening to us or why you're listening to us, we sure are glad that you're listening to us. I'm Bill Barty, one of the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, and we are coming to you from Studio Jesse Brown's, no matter how you're listening, whether it be via podcast. And for those that are doing that, Carolina Outdoors, we hope that you will rate, review us so that other people can find us and enjoy listening. Of course, rate and review us if you like us. If you don't, maybe just skip that part. Also, we welcome on board all of our friends who are listening to us early on a Saturday morning via the airwaves of the 50,000 watt blowtorch WBT as they blast up and down the eastern seaboard. The Carolina Outdoors is now in session. And on this week's program, we're going to talk to two different people about two different topics. First off, we're going to invite in a recent high school graduate here in the Charlotte area, Mary Catherine Riccio. Now, Mary Catherine has an intriguing interest in two versions of within the sport of fly fishing. One of them is fly tying, the creation of lures and flies to be used to catch fish. But not only are they used to catch fish, it's also a bit of artwork and creativity that kind of soothes the mind and soul. And that these days, of course, we all know is very important. Also, her pursuit of the sport and the sport's impact on her life is going to be part of our discussion. Mary Catherine is really renowned in the Southeast and beyond for her fly tying and for her fly fishing and her interest in the sport. We hope you'll find contagious. So we're going to talk to her about her time in the sport. Later on in the program, we're going to bring on our friend Dave Bergman, the Berg Mangler. He also acts, besides hanging his hat at Jesse Brown's through the week, he acted as a summer camp instructor. And of course, summer camps, we know, are a hot topic. And of course, schools looking forward, universities opening up, that is a topic. So we're going to find out what summer camp looked like this summer. We know it was different. We know less camps were open. Many found it dangerous to open. So we're going to find out from Dave Bergman about his time at summer camp as an instructor and how they maneuvered their way through successfully without any troubles at their camp, which we find kind of lifting, and we're glad about that and hope it means that we can learn how to live the new normal, so to speak. But anyway, that's what we're going to do on the Carolina Outdoors. So buckle up, saddle up, get ready. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.